scripture is one that Pastor Bruce gave me this morning. Psalm 67. To the chief musician on a stringed instruments, a psalm. God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Salah. That your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations of the earth, Salah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. This gospel, this psalm, is about the gospel. It's about taking the gospel worldwide. And one of the reasons, or the only reason, actually, Pastor Bruce asked me to speak on this is because he wanted me to speak on something global, he said. Not just the United States, even though we're celebrating our independence. Christ brings us an independence and a salvation from sin that is a worldwide salvation. Everybody can be freed from sin through Christ, and that's why we praise him. And that's what this song is all about. It's the spread of the gospel. And when we think of it, we weren't the first place to head the gospel. It started in Israel. It started with Jesus in Judah, and it spread through the world. And so the first point today, pray for God's mercy. God's mercy is the foundation for his blessings. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. When Jesus starts his Sermon on the Mount, he starts with this word, blessed. And he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. And then he says, blessed are they that mourn. And when you think of that, it's really crazy, because when he's saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, he's saying, blessed are those people who are depressed, who are sad, who are poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Means like mourning, like when somebody dies, you're blessed. And blessed means happy. Happy are those that mourn. Why? How could that be? It seems like a contradiction. But what he's saying is mourning over sin, realizing that we failed, realizing that we are on rock bottom. And you know why? That's important, because that's the truth. We are sinners. We need his love. Our greatest advantage is our need, because our need for him brings us to him. That's why we're blessed. The baby that doesn't cry doesn't get any milk. We need to cry and cry out to God and ask for his blessings on our nation, and not only on our nation, but the world. And so here we see our blessing starts with needs, and our needs are forgiveness of sin. And so we need to pray for our nation and for the world, that God would have mercy on us, that he would see our sad state, and he would see that many of us are in such a sad state that we don't even pray for our relief. We are far from him. Secondly, pray for blessings to flow and spread, that God's way may be known, that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among the nations. Psalm 67:2. This is a very simple passage when you think of it. Mercy breeds knowledge, and knowledge praise. John Boyce. Salvation is not only from hell, but is a renewal of God's image in us. We are changed by God. We are made from being that image of God, which is distorted by sin, back into the original plan of God for us. We see this in Colossians 3:10 and Ephesians 4:24. The Colossians 3:10 says, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. And that's what the passage we just read says. You know, mercy breeds knowledge. As soon as we feel the mercy of God in our lives, that He's forgiving our sins, we start to want to know Him, and we get to know Him, and we see Him as a merciful God, the one who sent Christ into this world. We see how loving He is. And as we grow in that knowledge, the more and more we know Him, the more we want to praise Him. And so we start singing His praises, not just when we're in church, but wherever we are. We can't help it. It's also the image of God in righteousness and true holiness, according to Ephesians. It says, Ephesians 4:24, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. We were created in God's image, in knowledge, in righteousness and holiness. And God's mercy starts us on that road to knowledge. Christ's death on the cross takes care of our righteousness, because His righteousness is imputed to us. And the Holy Spirit sanctifies us, making us more and more holy, making us want to be one with God and related to Him as a husband to a wife. The old 50s song says, to know Him is to love Him. And I do, and I do, and I do, and I do, and I do. If we know God, we're going to love Him. And then St. Bernard. You know St. Bernard? St. Bernard is the one the dog's named after. But he was a very godly man. And he said, what we love, we grow to resemble. And when we love Christ, we'll get to be more and more like Him. Because we're drawn to Him. We want to know more about Him. And as we know more about Him, His Holy Spirit helps us to be more like Him. That's what true salvation is. And the blessings flow when we're praising Him. When we know Him, we praise Him intelligently, and those blessings flow. Blessings flowing to the nations lead to praise and song from them, and ultimately even godly governance. That's what the next verse says. It says, let the peoples praise You, O God. Let the peoples praise You. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for You shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations of the earth. Now, at this point, remember, this is David who wrote this psalm. This is Israel. This is before God's word was going out to the nations. Now, David had experienced in his own life a Gentile coming to Christ, because his grandmother, Ruth, was a Gentile. He was a Moabite, so he knew about that. But I believe also he's seeing the future. He's seeing what God would do as the gospel would spread beyond Israel, beyond Jerusalem. And so as he's talking about nations, plural, he has to be talking beyond Israel. So he had pictured us here today. In a sense, he did, coming to God and praising Him. Acts 1:8, Jesus says this, because Jesus is the one who starts this spread. He says in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to Me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That's what we're to do. We're to praise God and be His witnesses to the ends of the earth. Verse 3 is repeated in verse 5, emphasizing the importance of worship to the nations. It says, let the peoples praise You, O God, let the peoples praise You. Whenever you see something repeated in Scripture, that's something God wants you to take special notice of, and that's something that He wants you to really, really know. That was His way of putting an exclamation point behind something, was repeating it. And we often do that in songs, but why do we repeat it in songs? Because we want people to remember that line, to remember that. And here it says, let the peoples praise You. Oh, Lord, oh God, let the peoples praise You. The peoples, peoples plural again, is all the nations everywhere. And so this is, you see, it's not just something that David is singing, but he's something he's praying, and something that was deep in his heart that he wanted to see happen. He wasn't satisfied just that he was one of the greatest kings ever in Israel. Actually, there were only two at that time, and so he had to be the greatest. But he wanted the King of Kings to be noticed everywhere. And so he wants the peoples to praise, the Gentiles even to praise him. Spiritual blessings lead to material blessings and back to spiritual. Verse 6, then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. William Seeker says, well, man is blessing God for his mercies. God is blessing man with his mercy. Want a better economy? Praise the Lord. Be sure you're coming to church every Sunday as much as you can. Worship him every day. Pray to him every day. And spread that so that more and more people are doing it. And you'll get better governance. You'll get, as I said before, there was an increase. There's better economy. Economy. And you'll see an increase of success. Now, I'm not preaching health, wealth, and prosperity gospel here. It doesn't mean that every individual who worships God is going to drive a Rolls Royce or anything like that. What I'm saying is that in general, when God's people are praising him and when a nation praises him, that nation is going to have God's blessing. And our nation has had that. And we went as a nation from having God as our gold to making gold our God. And when we made gold our God, we're going to gently lose gold. We're not going to have it. If we have God as our gold, we'll have the gold. If we make gold our God, we lose God and the gold. Everything loses. God blesses us. Even if we have a little with God, we have more than if we have a lot without him. Why is that? Because the lot that we have is pulling us down to hell. But the little we have with God is always with God's blessing. And so we see that the earth shall yield its increase, meaning we will have the advantages not only of heaven, but of the earth. And then number 6, God's blessings will flow to all the earth. God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. What we see here is a prophecy of Christ. Because this really didn't happen until after Christ died and he resurrected. And then his apostles went out and preached to the nations. And we didn't really see this before that. But God, all the ends of the earth shall fear him. We see this as God's plan. Even in Genesis, as he speaks to Abraham in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Not just Israel, all the families of the earth will be blessed through Abraham. And then, but how is it through Abraham? It's through Abraham, through Christ. Because in the New Testament, we read, the blessings promised to Abraham spread worldwide through Jesus Christ. Galatians 3:13-14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, the curse that we deserve because of sin, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That blessing that was on Abraham comes to the Gentiles, which means it's everybody who's not Jewish is a Gentile, and that's the majority of us here. We have the blessings of Abraham. I will bless those who bless those and keep those who keep you. Those blessings have spread from Israel to America, and the scripture says through all the earth. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 5, it talks about every tongue and kindred and nation. It goes on and it says even the creatures in the sea are going to praise God and praise Christ for what he did on the cross for our salvation. That mercy of God that he showed us should lead us to knowledge of God, because now he's approachable for us. And that knowledge of God should lead to praise of God. We praise him more and more because of what he's done. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this passage, this wonderful, wonderful passage in Psalm 67 that tells us about the gospel going all through the earth, through Jesus, through his apostles, and Father, hopefully even through us today as it is spread, as we share the gospel with our friends and our neighbors. Father, help us to do that. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.